William, congratulations on all our final, but it was a bit hairy at 42 for 4.
It obviously wasn't ideal, losing a few early wickets, but we had all confidence in the lads, the way we have been playing, to claw that back, and we obviously still had to play well to get up to that. And I thought we did. We set it up pretty well coming down near the back end of the innings. There was still time for that consolidation, but even in consolidation, we were still going at 6.5 sevens, which is what was required then, just to get a bit of a partnership for 3 or 4 overs. So I think Mooners obviously did that with Kevy to start with, and the way Trent came in and played there as well was great to see.
A lot of experience in that middle order, nearly those 550, 600 caps. They've been at World Cups. It's a great thing to have on the bank, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, and obviously if we can give them a bit better platform, which we have been doing so far in the tournament, then it can set us up for an even better total.
And you didn't need to use George Dockrell today?
No, it's obviously ball was skidding on nicely, and I thought the way the seamers bowled, the lengths they hit was pretty hard to score on that length or on that pitch, so it wasn't really required, to be honest. And obviously the two lefties there at the end, just Gus Thurlow on, I think there was up around 15-20 runs needed an over, so it was a matter of getting through a couple overs then, and not just getting through him, he's obviously can take wickets, but it's great when you've got those two lads and you haven't really used them.
We talked about, we had a bit of a laugh earlier in the tournament, and we said maybe Trent Johnson could stay on and play as a batsman.
I personally think he can stay on for another year. He's definitely fit enough, and he's bowling well and batting well. He's probably as fit as he's been over the last few years, but obviously he's made that decision. It's the right time for himself to move on, and I'm sure there'll be plenty of opportunities opening up for Trent after cricket. He's a great bloke and great character to have around any change room.
Would you like him still involved in the Irish setup?
Yeah, well, obviously you can't take that experience and lose that there through the setup, but obviously I'm not sure what lies in store for him, but he'll obviously be a great coach for someone, so whether that's in Ireland or elsewhere, I'm sure there'll be plenty of offers on the table for him.
And just maybe a final word, Afghanistan again, we've developed a great rivalry over the last few years, looking forward to that contest.
Yeah, we are, and obviously when we play them out here and in finals out here, they get great support. There's upwards of
10,000 here earlier today.
Yeah, exactly, and that was for Afghanistan, Nepal, and obviously quite a few in support in Nepal as well, so no, it's going to be great. We normally get, as you said, close to 10,000, and it provides for a good atmosphere. I think we've probably got about 15-20 Irish trying to make themselves heard in amongst that, but it's just a great atmosphere, as I said, and they're a great 2020 side, and it should be a good contest.